Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can call in, take control of the airwaves, and talk about whatever is on your mind. Again, 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Joa,
and Mark.
And you'll have to forgive me, I didn't do any mic checks prior to the start of the show because I was busy doing other things.
I sat here yesterday.
You did solve a long-running problem just in the last few minutes, so, you know.
I did, and I'm super happy about that. Yeah. Now, it's been an issue for the last, I don't know, 5 years.
It's not bad. It's just been an issue.
Yeah. I mean, we're only watching a few of the chats on our live videos.
Like, that's correct.
Twitch and DLive are the only ones that we've actually been watching. However, I was remarking to someone recently that I wanted them to create a tool that would monitor all of these chats and put them in one place and notify us of which chat it originated from. We obviously can't respond there, but
it's
we
nice
can
to
see
watch.
It. Yes.
Yeah.
And we can still interact with people. Well, such a tool already exists, and we're already using the tool. We just weren't
using it the same way.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So now we can do that. We're not on YouTube again. We have been banned for 14 days this time. Or we haven't been banned. We've been suspended for, quote, medical misinformation.
I see.
This happened, evidently, Tuesday night, Monday night, when it was Conan and myself.
If you just say COVID, basically you've given medical misinformation, right?
I guess. I don't know. Yeah. But what's curious about it is it wasn't the live stream with me and Conan that got it, that got us, you know, banned.
It was recorded?
It was the recorded ones that I uploaded by each segment.
Oh, I see.
Part 4 of that episode evidently contained something that they did not like.
I see.
I don't know what exactly
Well, somebody says to snitch, though, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's usually moderators listening in, and they mark it as they need to.
All right, well, they...
But I was there that
night. There's a special place in hell for you people.
Yes, and I know that we didn't say anything that conflicted with the World Health Organization's or whatever their... We didn't say anything that
right.
was...
You weren't sufficiently 35 years old, millennial, and scared.
Presumably, yeah.
You know,
I'm sorry.
Like I've got to be terrified of dying, even though from an old person's disease that old people survive. My 91-year-old friend lived through it in the nursing home. He's like, yeah, it's not that big of a deal. The worst part is I'm so lonely.
I can see that.
YouTube is more responsible for him being sad and lonely from because of COVID than COVID is responsible for him.
So I didn't appeal the first strike that we got last week or the week before when it was Melanie, Peakless Mountaineer, and the captain. But I did appeal this one. Because, like I said, I was here. I know what was and wasn't said. We didn't even approach that particular topic. So who knows what will happen with that. I don't really care. I'm trying to get us to stream to my YouTube channel as an alternative, but for some reason...
YouTube sucks so bad anyway. I mean, really.
It does, but
we were the first... We were one of the first off of... Ian was one of the first off of Facebook, and we'll just be one of the first off of YouTube. I hate them.
Well, PewDiePie beat us to that.
Yes.
They're not very Free Talk Live, are they?
No. Right. You'd think that they knew it was a show called Free Talk Live that they'd leave us alone, but no, apparently not.
I'm not terribly surprised. I mean, it's YouTube. But, you know, it's a popular platform. The videos are embeddable in almost any website. Easy to share.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's good to be on that platform, if only for the reason that our videos are presumably always there, always accessible. Like Twitch, our videos after 30 days get automatically deleted.
Sure.
The same with DLive. With YouTube, they're there forever. So it's a good platform to have. Plus, our library account automatically backs up from our YouTube account. So if we're not sending to YouTube,
we're not sending
to library.
Well, we have to go to the library then.
Well, yeah, there are several issues we have to fix. I mean, but that's relatively small on the scale of things that need to be fixed.
Indeed.
It seems like the simpler solution is to just use alternative YouTube channels for the time being. It sucks. And there's no explanation, of course, beyond medical misinformation. And their appeal process, God only knows how slow it's going to be. I would be shocked if they actually got back to me within the two-week time frame of the strike.
Yeah.
But who knows?
We will see.
So what's happening in the world? I've been at work all day, and when I leave here, I have to go back there to close. So I have not watched any news whatsoever.
Well, Bitcoin's up 4,000 to 64.
The last time I looked at the price of Bitcoin was March the 15th.
Boy, that's been some time.
After that, it kind of stopped being relevant.
Wow.
I wonder why.
No, you're not allowed to, because of the arrests from the Crypto6 at thecrypto6.com, you're not allowed to pay too much attention, but...
I could presumably monitor the prices, but I'm not particularly motivated to, because I can't use Bitcoin anyway, so...
Understandable. Yeah.
So, are you familiar with Dante or Duante, Wright? The guy who got shot by the police officer in Minneapolis? Brooklyn Center.
Was he the soldier?
No, this is just a guy, a 20-year-old young man who had a warrant. Apparently decided he didn't want to go with the nice police officers and tried to get back in the car. The lady, the police trainer, pulled her gun, yelled "Taser, Taser," and shot him dead. He didn't die immediately, but.
Why does she shout "Taser" if she pulled out her gun?
She thought she was pulling her taser.
Oh my!
You know, it's easily mistakable, right? You know, it's on one side of the hip and the other side of the hip. They're on hips.
So she thought she was pulling out her taser, and she accidentally killed him.
That's correct.
And she's the person who's training other police officers.
That is correct.
Gun safety.
Not anymore. Now she's gone.
Well, so. At least there's that.
Well, I don't think that there's not that. I mean, come on. Look,
she should be in
firing
jail.
People. Well, she's charged now with second-degree manslaughter.
Okay. Presumably first-degree or homicide would be harder to stick.
I don't think I think it's pretty clear that that's what she did.
Was second-degree manslaughter?
Second-degree manslaughter. If you yell "Taser, Taser" twice, you've managed to, and you are wearing both a taser and a gun, I think you have reasonably, projected that you were intending to pull your taser.
Well, unless she was doing that to cover it up.
Well, that would be a much harder case to prove.
Sure.
I don't think anyone would really want to be in that position. So, do you think she would have done it on purpose? I would say
very,
she
very
doubted.
Shocked by the video that she had shot the man.
She shot him once?
Yes.
Okay. Well, at least she didn't shoot him multiple times.
Right.
I mean, there is that.
Yeah. I mean, there have been instances where the police have reloaded and began firing back into cars, you know, that of which no one had a gun at all. So they just filled the whole cabin full of lead and missed.
I mean, that's more or less what they did to Dylan Noble in, I think, New Mexico or Nevada. I don't remember exactly which state it was in, but...
Is it the homeless guy?
No, that was Kelly Thomas, okay. The one they beat with flashlights and stuff.
No, I meant the homeless guy in New Mexico, but anyway.
No, this guy was just driving. Someone called the police and reported that he was driving erratically, and they thought they saw him having a gun. He was clearly having some sort of mental episode. He got out of his vehicle. They shot him like six times and then proceeded to shoot him as he reached for the wounds, as anyone would.
Yeah, right.
They got a...
Shot him some more.
They got a 20-gauge shotgun and killed him.
Jeez.
Because they failed at their job. I mean, their job is cops. If they have to shoot somebody, they should immediately pounce on that person and handcuff them, right? Instead, they just stood there continuing to shoot him.
Yeah. And it is New Mexico.
And telling him to stop reaching under his shirt as he was reaching for the wounds
that they were creating.
Like any wounded animal would.
Yeah.
Especially a dazed one, but this one had been shot multiple times. It's kind of understandable. He died because he did what an animal would do, which is attempt to fill their wounds.
Yes.
So, no, I haven't heard about this particular story, but she's being charged with second-degree manslaughter?
Right. So the I think it's Derek Chauvin case is going on where the officer that put his knee in the back of, George Floyd, right. All these names. And basically, you know, made it so he couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
Well, that case is going on, and this lady accidentally shoots a guy at a traffic stop. So, things are real nice in Minneapolis right now.
I can only imagine.
Google apparently has disallowed you from searching for riot scenes in Minneapolis.
Well, there's plenty of it going on there right now.
No, I'm sure.
What are your thoughts on this? 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, Take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160. That's the call in line for you to do that. 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Joa,
and Mark.
And we've been talking about police brutality, basically, which is continuing, largely unaffected by the riots, by the protests, by the attempts from people to actually hold police officers accountable for their behavior. Doesn't seem to really be having any effect or changing anything, unfortunately.
Well, I don't know what's going on with this situation in Minneapolis right now, but I can tell you that people have had enough. How's that? As to whether what any individual police officer is thinking at any given point, other than, man, I hate being a police officer right now, is up to interpretation. But I can tell you that people are sick and tired of people getting shot over nonsense. And part of this Dante Wright situation, as the story comes out, in some cases you get more better information, but also as the story comes out, the police tend to shore up their arguments. And one thing that sort of came out early was that Dante Wright's mother, Duante Wright's mother, said that he was pulled over for an air freshener.
Right.
Okay.
So, I've heard this. I mean, well, I've seen people talking about this here or there on Facebook. But keeping in mind, I'm generally really busy anyway, but my access to news is extremely limited. I don't know what's going on. Why an air freshener?
Well,
I don't understand.
In some states, it is illegal to have an air freshener hanging from your mirror.
Are you serious?
Obstructing your view.
You know why they do that?
On the road.
So they can pull random folks over that they want to pull over that are likely to have air fresheners.
What about GPS devices? Can you have any of that on your windshield in these states?
I don't have the answers for you.
They can claim whatever they want just to get you to pull over.
So,
I have never heard of this.
Well, it's absolutely so.
I believe you. I'm just stunned that there is any state in the United States, the quote, land of the free, where you can get pulled over for having an air freshener hanging.
I'm not stunned by it at all. I got pulled over once for license plate frames.
License plate frames, yeah.
And then I found out the cop had them on his vehicle, too.
It's all fine, so long as it's on yours.
That's right.
Yeah, so the cops are saying that they pulled him over for expired tags. Now, he may very well have had expired tags. He may have very well, but I can tell you this. His mother believed, and she was to the news first on this, she believed that he was pulled over for air freshener. So whatever the cops decided to tell Duante Wright there early on so they could run his, basically so he could run his license and find out whether or not he had warrants. Come on. I mean, yeah, this is what it's all about. Let's stop people and find out if they've got warrants. Let's stop people and find out if they've got warrants. That's all they do. You know, and right. When I get pulled over, I never get a ticket. Why? Because I have no warrants.
They're fishing, but they're actually pirates.
Yes, right. By the way, if you want to if you want to never get a ticket, be a volunteer firefighter.
Is that right?
Put the sticker on the back of your vehicle.
Yeah, that certainly helps. They have those stickers for probably just that reason. You know, yeah, but I can tell you when I have my helmet in the back seat, it's very effective.
I would imagine that. Do you think any of these stickers I donated to the Fraternity Order of Police or whatever help people get out of getting pulled over?
No, I don't think so.
No, I'm always just being curious about that.
Those are guaranteed that they're going to pay for the ticket.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what they think when they see those.
I don't either.
Yeah.
So, are there any updates about this story?
Yeah, basically, people are mad, and they're setting stuff on fire.
Okay, but we can't actually look on Google to see what's happening in Minneapolis. Is
right,
that correct?
Because Google and YouTube don't want you to look at, just go there and enjoy watching a good riot.
Not for nothing, but a lot of protesters there, I was watching a little bit last night, they didn't want the mainstream media there. They were like telling them, yo, you're just going to cover this the wrong way. We don't want to deal with you. Just go away. And it's like, you wouldn't even get up to the front lines anyway. And then the mainstream media is like, no, that's where we're going right now. And like the protesters are like, no, you're not, because we won't let you.
Or it was just like all this confusion going on like usual.
I wonder how many stores have been robbed.
Oh, I heard that the same one got burned down twice. Yeah. So from the last riots last year, and same one burned down again. You think that guy's going to stay around? I don't know.
Yeah, well, I sure wouldn't appreciate it from my small business, I can tell you that.
So the police are tools used by the elite to keep us under control, to aggress against us, and to
have us pay for the policing of those beneath us in a social strata, too.
And they're always coming up with new and clever ways of implementing technology to make our lives worse. First, you had the red light cameras and stuff like that, where, you know, obviously
cause more accidents than they solve.
And you certainly can't confront your accuser, which is a camera.
Well, you can. I mean, you can confront the one that's signing off on it. And I've had the Redflex company representative come down at least.
Okay, well, there's that. But they're taking things up a notch. Evidently, New York now has a robot dog walking the streets on behalf of the police. I'm curious why they couldn't just use a real dog.
Well, you can't just let a dog go.
Well, they got tired of feeding it.
So, yeah, but robot dogs are scarier.
It for sure looks something out of the Terminator.
Yeah.
I mean, I would not want to pet this thing if I saw it.
The article out of Futurism.com says that the outcry as video shows RoboDog patrolling with NYPD. And I watched the video. You can watch it yourself. We'll have a link to it later on. But a new video going viral on Twitter shows a robot police dog patrolling with cops from the New York City Police Department. It's kind of creepy.
How much did this cost?
Well, I don't know how much they go for, but they go for a lot. And it's the Boston Dynamics like dog that they have. That I think they called it a cattle. But it's, this really thin-looking dog that can carry a lot of weight, and it has one of the, 3D or 360 cams on it. It looks really expensive.
The cops, like anybody who works for the government, loves toys.
Sure, because they don't have to pay for them.
Yes, this is a great new toy, and they get to be out there with it, so, yeah.
I like new toys, too. The difference is I have to pay for mine, yeah. So I would just get a dog and not a robotic one, if I wanted a dog, but I don't.
To continue here, the sighting was met with outrage, with many bystanders audibly voicing their displeasure with the dystopian Black Mirror-like appearance. I ain't never seen nothing like this in my life, the person filming the video can be heard saying.
I ain't never seen nothing like this in my life. This is crazy.
I can't read some of this because it's a lot of swears.
In New York. Guess,
clearly someone from
you think
Jersey.
Somebody in New York swearing?
But they're still unclear how the NYPD is planning to make use of this robot, yet they're training with it and having them follow everywhere they go in New York.
Yeah, yeah. They paid for it. Might as well use it.
More on this insane story of this robotic police dog roaming the streets of New York. If ever there was a dog that could be called a bad boy, that's it. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. will end its long military involvement in Afghanistan.
But only the Afghans have the right and responsibility to lead their country. And then more, an endless American military force could not create or sustain a durable Afghan government.
Speaking at the White House, President Biden noting the U.S. and our allies entered Afghanistan nearly 20 years ago after the 9/11 terrorist attacks. After a third straight night of protests in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, Brooklyn Center Mayor Mike Elliott says people need to keep the protests peaceful and free of violence and looting.
Your voices have been heard. Now the eyes of the world are watching Brooklyn Center, and I urge you to protest peacefully and without violence. Let us show the best of our community.
A curfew begins tonight at 10 o'clock. This is USA Radio News. Top intelligence officials are outlining the leading global threats to the United States.
China increasingly is a near-peer competitor, challenging the United States in multiple areas while pushing to revise global norms in ways that favor the authoritarian Chinese system.
Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines, testifying in a Senate hearing, also identified Russia, Iran, and North Korea as key areas of concern. A woman is refusing to return $1.2 million after she received it from an investment firm in what they call a clerical error.
Charles Schwab Corporation says it accidentally sent more than $1 million to Kaylin Spadoni in Harvey, Louisiana. Schwab blamed the issue on software. When the company realized the mistake and attempted to take the money back, it was gone and Spadoni wasn't answering her phone. Spadoni was arrested earlier this week and fired from her job as a 911 dispatcher. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio you control, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can take control of the airwaves and talk about anything that's on your mind, 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Jella.
And Mark.
And Mark wants to tell you about something.
I do. I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. It's the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information, neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer an excuse for ignoring this important world-changing information. Bitcoin hit an all-time high today. I think it was about 64,000. And we've been here on Free Talk Live telling you about it since it was less than a quarter. By a quarter, I mean those shiny things you carry around in your pocket. It's worth $64,000 now. Look, Free Talk Live has been interested in getting money in, real money into your hands for a very long time. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet app, mining, trading, all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, Bitcoin.com.
Thank you so much, man. I got to say, I'm out of sorts going from one job to the other and then back to the other. I'm always distracted and confused on Wednesdays when I have to do this. It's very, I've got to do something about
it. You go from one job to the next job to the next job, back and back kind of thing on Wednesdays?
Yes.
Okay.
My Wednesday at the other job starts at 10 a.m. Then I come here to the show, and tonight I have to go back there after doing the show here to close because we have no staff.
Well, that isn't actually your problem. That's their problem.
It is my problem, but it will be my it isn't my problem, but it will be my problem tomorrow.
Yes.
So
they will try to make it your problem.
Oh no, it will be my problem. It will be my problem by default because prep won't get done, the store won't get cleaned properly, and then I'll be there tomorrow night trying to do the prep that didn't get done last night, and it's just it prevents future problems if I go there tonight to do it.
I hear you.
And that's important to me. But it is distracting and I don't particularly enjoy that. But I've also got a ton of stuff that I need to do for the for the show. And so I'm also trying to do those simultaneously while we're broadcasting the show, and that's probably not good. We are officially on Vimeo, however, so yeah,
wow.
For that.
Cool. Yay, up on Vimeo.
I mean, it doesn't really matter, but the more platforms we're on, the better, as far as I can tell. And there's no reason not to stream to these places.
It's true.
So doesn't cost us anything.
Other than at some point or another, they'll pull us down.
Right, but until then.
So
you know,
just out of curiosity, on Vimeo's got to be the number two streaming platform, right?
I believe so.
So is there anything like the YouTube app where it feeds you videos? Because, I mean, if I go on YouTube and I look, it's going to feed me certain stuff. It's going to feed me this sort of factoid videos where, you know, here's 10 facts about New Hampshire or whatever. And, you know, like I know what it's going to give me.
Sure.
It's going to give me some Tim Pool videos. You know, perhaps that Crowder guy, you know, sometimes I watch him. It'd also give me the guy with the big nose from Last Week Tonight or whatever. I can't remember his name. He's from the old Daily Show.
Oh, Jon Stewart.
Yeah, Jon Stewart, but it's not him. It's one of his spinoffs. Anyway, and, you know, all these are good shows that I like to watch. And Tucker Carlson will be thrown in there somewhere because I think he's the world's greatest monologuer.
So
and I believe that Resting Tucker Face is a national treasure.
So what you're essentially asking is, does Vimeo monitor what you like and then recommend videos? I have no idea.
I don't know either.
I would imagine they do, but I don't know that they do. It would be shocking if they didn't.
They certainly should.
It's like the trending tab, I think you call it, is where you see all those. And it trends toward you. It's not trending to the world. It's looking at what you've seen.
What you like and what you
like.
Yeah. Okay.
Speaking of things that are trending, America is trending toward fascism and increased tyranny, and that's no more on display than it is in New York City, where evidently police are just so overworked that they had to buy a robotic police dog.
Yes. Well, the New York Police Department says that they have been using robots since 1970s to save lives in hostage situations and hazmat incidents. So this is, I mean, it has more of the animal look to it.
Yeah.
So that's why people kind of creeped out about it.
Sure.
But is it any different than what they've been doing already?
What are they trying to use this dog for? Because
They don't know yet.
They're probably not using it to save people's lives.
I think it has to do with conditioning, not just the...
There's that, yes.
You know, just getting us used to having animal robots on the streets. But
I'm okay with that. I just don't want them to be police animal robots.
Right.
I mean, if somebody just wants to unleash a bunch of robotic dogs on the street, I don't necessarily have a problem with it.
Well, seeing how they're getting rid of qualified immunity, you better believe that there'd be less cops because they're getting in trouble or they just don't want to take the risk being a cop. And they may have to replace them with robots, but I guess it's going to be robot dogs.
Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Scott calling from Florida. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you still with us? Nope, you're muted.
Mark, how are you?
Go ahead.
Bernie Madoff died today. I don't know if you're aware of that or not. He died today, Wednesday.
In prison?
21. Say that again?
In prison?
Yes. He was at Butler, North Carolina.
Did he die? Being old?
He was 82 years old. I don't know if he died in the morning or the evening, but all I know is sometime today he died. And he wasn't violently killed, although he should have been. He deserved it. But anyway, Madoff was an evil and greedy international Jewish banker who swindled.
He was just a swindler. I know you got caught on this, and I'm sorry to hear that.
All right, I'll respect you. He was a swindler, who swindled $65 billion in the largest Ponzi scheme in United States history.
I've got some questions, though, regarding him. I mean, in many ways, this is the guy that really did get away with it, because even though he went to prison or whatever, much of the lifestyle continued on for his family. And I think there's many people who would probably die or go to prison to see their family prosper financially. And I don't support it in any way, shape, or form, but I think it's fascinating, the whole what can you do to a guy who's stolen $65 billion? Like, what can you really do to him other than try to take the money back as best you can? But in some cases, I mean, you know, if he's going to steal $65 billion, he's savvy enough to figure out how to cover his butt, too.
But
his son committed suicide, one of his sons. His wife was in on it, too. She was implicated in it, although, of course, she denied to the law enforcement. She didn't know anything about it. Come on, of course she did. And she's been shunned. But what I'm saying is, if that's just some of them committed suicide, a lot of them were wiped out. I want to just say this.
We seem to have lost
an anti-Semite stream. And I need to point this out because a lot of his victims were Jewish. And, you know, if the Jews should cry anti-Semitism, what they should say is, look at guys like Bernie Madoff and George Soros. But you know what's sad? I want to leave you with a thought. If you rob a bank for five measly grand, you go to prison for, I don't know, even if you don't kill somebody, 10, 20 years. And Madoff got away $65 billion, and he was the poster boy. There's many others on Wall Street, maybe not have stolen as much as him. They should be put away as well. But there's a double standard.
I want to address something real quick, Scott. You said something like, the Jews need to be speaking out against people like Bernie Madoff or whatever. This is essentially the same thing that people say about Muslims. Oh, the peace-loving Muslims should be out there speaking out against Al-Qaeda and ISIS. And, I mean, first of all, they do. But second of all, it's not their responsibility to do damage control about what other people claiming to be part of their religious ideology are doing, because they have no control over those people.
Right. To me, what I hear with Bernie Madoff is a hustler.
Yes.
That got away with far too much.
But did he get away with it? Sounds like he didn't.
To some extent.
He died in prison.
Hmm?
What do you think? Did he get away with it? 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Joa,
and Mark.
And we are indeed approaching a month since government agencies conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studio.
It's been over 4 weeks, right?
Yeah, but because last month had 31 days, it hasn't been a, quote, full month yet.
Yeah, depends on how you decide to call it. But yeah, it was, March 16th?
Yeah.
Jeez.
The Bitcoin Embassy, my house, the home of Renee and Annie Spinella and Colleen Fordham, a 60-year-old grandmother. We were arrested and then taken into custody while Ian Freeman and nobody remain in custody. You may be wondering what you can do to help. Check out thecrypto6.com. There are multiple ways in which you can donate to the Legal Defense Fund because these charges aren't a joke. It's going to take a serious legal team and many experts to protect the Crypto Six from further aggression from the state. And this case will likely set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. So help us in our fight for liberty and financial freedom by contributing to the Legal Defense Fund at thecrypto6.com. Once more, that's thecrypto6.com. Now, in other overreaches by the state apparatus, New York Police Department has decided that they want a robotic dog to roam the streets of New York.
That'll make everybody safer.
Oh, I sincerely doubt that's going to be the
case. It just feels like RoboCop to me.
That's what they're claiming it's for. They're saying this model of robot is being tested to evaluate its capabilities against other models in use by our emergency service unit and bomb squad.
You know what concerns me is that these AIs, or the CAPTCHAs we use to prove that we're humans, are things like identify the crosswalks or identify the kids in the streets so they don't get run over. And then we have AI-driven cars and robots and things like that that clearly can't do those things.
Well, they could because they got
well, if
now they might
that,
have
if they can
know,
do that, then the CAPTCHAs can be solved by these dogs.
Oh, yeah, sure. These are things that they are in their memory, right? Crosswalks? Like, that's a common thing. They, So, yeah, yes, I find it kind of captures it kind of funny on that sense.
The fact that AI isn't supposed to be able to recognize them is the issue. Presumably, this dog is not supposed to be able to identify crosswalks. That's why humans have to do it to prove that they're humans, right?
Well, if it makes you feel better...
No part of robotic police dog is going to make me feel better, but go ahead.
The company's terms of service forbid the robot dog from being used to harm or intimidate any person or animal as a weapon.
Today.
Or to enable any weapon. Yeah, I know. Today.
Doesn't it inherently intimidate, though? I mean, it's an intimidating-looking thing.
Exactly. And that's what these people are, you know, crying out about, is that it's... You know, it's intimidating. It looks almost like a dog. I mean, a little bit extra, you know, maybe some fur. It'd be very convincing.
And it's probably significantly more powerful than your average dog.
Oh, yeah.
This thing could probably crush your bones.
Yes, likely. Yeah, these things can hold a lot of weight, and they probably overpower. You could probably lose in an arm wrestling match.
They don't seem to be up to this point designed to do anything to humans, except perhaps catch them, maybe run into them. That would be my first thought, is what you could do with one of these creatures, these robot creatures, is that you could just sort of send them careening into somebody to knock them over.
Sure, they have a lot of traction. They can definitely do that. I would say that... That it is just for us to get used to.
That's what,
you know, robots.
That's what it is.
It's what it really is. Yeah. It's just creepy. But given the latest incidents, either Boston Dynamics either has a very loose definition of the word intimidate, or it simply isn't willing to enforce its terms of service.
Yeah.
So,
well, in one case, I can see that somebody who. You know, if somebody just says, I'm intimidated by your robot, then what do you do? I mean, it's not your fault.
Sure.
On the other hand...
But this is a fairly intimidating-looking thing. I mean,
right.
They didn't paint it
black for nothing. They could have painted it, light blue with little pink flowers on it if they wanted to.
Well, interestingly, the one I have a picture of is, in fact, painted blue.
There you go.
And it's called Digidog.
Digidog.
Well, I know,
but it's still fairly intimidating. I mean, they could have gone out of their way to make it look cute. But they didn't.
They didn't.
When it comes to the terms of service, I guess this company recently bought one of them, and they wanted to strap a paintball gun to it so people can remotely control it through their website to shoot onto a wall or shoot things.
Oh, this has good idea written all over it.
Yeah, but Boston Dynamics...
The internet
Boston
is
going to
do bad things.
Boston Dynamics was saying, hey, we will give you a second one for free if you just don't do that.
Well, good on them for that.
Well, they denied that, and they'd rather make money off of the, you know, remotely.
It's more fun to run your robot dog around with a paintball turret on the top of it than it is without. I mean, let's face it, sharks with lasers.
So someone actually did get one of these dogs and attach a paintball gun to it?
Yes.
So that people on the internet could control it and shoot the paintball gun?
Some YouTube stunster.
Yes. MSCHFs. CHF is the company, I guess, that bought it out for... Oh, here, this is how much they cost, $74,500, and I'm sure...
That's significantly cheaper than I expected.
Yeah, honestly, I would have figured $250,000 for a robot dog.
Easily.
And I could see how they probably, you know, added other devices to the robot, so New York City is probably paying a lot more for the technology.
There. Yeah, all the add-ons are really going to get them. Yeah, sure.
Well, if you get
the taxpayers in New York deserve just this good of a dog.
Well, if you wanted to shoot the paintball gun on the back of a Boston Dynamics robot, it's called Spots Rampage. Enjoy. There's not much more to that Boston article. If you see one of these on the street, don't try to pet it.
Certainly not.
It doesn't want to be petted.
Show your distaste for it to those police officers and tell them we don't need this. That's what I would suggest.
I mean, it is kind of a problem that it's even remotely dog-shaped. You may have some stupid kid out there somewhere trying to pet one of these things, getting its fingers caught in the joints or whatever, and crushed.
It could happen, I suppose. I mean, I haven't seen one or anything.
It's likelier to happen than it is that the police will use this as a force for good. It's far more likely that little Timmy loses his fingers.
I tend to think that that is more likely.
We investigated the robot dog and found no wrongdoing.
Yeah.
That'll be what they say.
Well, it's just another way that they can get one step farther from responsibility for their actions, too. So,
yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Especially with, you know, qualified immunity being in the limelight these days. And, hey, they don't have to be responsible for what their dog does.
Well, I don't
know. Now, who's programming this thing? Because whoever programs it ultimately controls it. Do you really trust the people who are programming it?
No, I don't even trust cops with guns, or even
tasers.
Well,
the cops for sure are not the ones programming it.
I'm sure they hired a whole other person to steal from us and our tax dollars to program it.
I'm sure they have. I'll bet you there is somebody who's been hired on with this dog to make sure that
it does what the police want it to do.
Whatever they want it to do.
And, of course, New York had to be the first agency in the world to have one. Because
supposedly trying out getting rid of qualified immunity. So I find that to be very interesting.
It's interesting timing.
Yeah. Interesting.
It definitely correlates, you know. Let's get rid of all the officers now because we don't want to hold them responsible. Let's hold the entity that doesn't have a soul over here to blame everything on this thing.
Yeah, the NYPD, you know, they're sick and tired of making all those payments to officers and their pensions and expensive 401ks and all that stuff.
Now, they had to be the first because they saw that France was getting one first. They're like, no, we're going to get ours first.
Get the jump on the French.
If you haven't noticed that New York City was also the first state or first agency in the world to have the hovercrafts for their police officers, and they'll use the excuse that they want to save someone from a burning building or something like that, so they could just basically fly up and hug you and grab you and bring you down. But you know that when it's
cops
in the
don't police,
if that was
so
the case,
wouldn't
the fire department have one?
That's right. So I'm saying. Exactly.
So the NYPD, they have hovercrafts?
Well, yeah, it's like a sort of like
gotta try it out.
Yeah,
I want one.
It, you know, like the flying cars, they have like four. Well, this one has like two like propellers. Like it looks like a drone that they could strap onto their back.
Oh,
dude, that sounds fun.
Yeah, I want one.
Yeah. But see, I wouldn't let taxpayers pay for mine. If I was going to get one, I would purchase it myself.
And, you know,
and not use it to aggress against peaceful people.
Once any officer can strap this on and have a fun time flying around the park, somebody's going to get hurt, and we're all going to have to pay for it.
Yeah,
but they found a wrongdoing.
Well, I don't want to be a police officer flying one of these things around the park, but I got to be honest. If I had a hovercraft, I would absolutely just cruise around.
You'd be flying around. Yeah.
603-283-6160. Would you get a hovercraft? More importantly, what do you think about this robotic police dog? 603-803-283-6160.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.